Nick, Denarius Moore, was he, I think that's his name, was he the receiver from Tennessee? sort of came out of nowhere. I know you guys didn't draft a receiver this year, but was he a guy that you looked at, liked, expected, anything like this?
You know, they had a few receivers down there at Tennessee last year. Gerald Jones and Moore were their starting receivers, and both were productive players for their team last year. And he's, you know, he had a productive game there against Buffalo. He's athletic. He's got good hands, good quickness. And he, you know, he's been able to develop a little bit of a role for himself offensively. I mean, they play a lot of receivers. Murphy hasn't played yet this year, but they roll a lot of people through there with Hayward Bay, Moore, Schillens gets some snaps, Jacoby Ford when he's healthy. So, you know, collectively they're a fast, athletic group, and Moore's done a good job to this point for them.
It seems each week you guys do a little roster juggling. You think we'll see Moore today, and any idea about how the health of your team will dictate some of the roster juggling moves?
This week will really be no different than the other week. I think it's pretty commonplace throughout the rest of the league, and ourselves included. So we'll figure out where we are as a team from a health standpoint, who's going to be available to play, and then we'll go out there and practice. And if there's moves for us to make, then we'll go ahead and make them. But it's really a day-to-day sort of proposition for us.
Nick, what did you like about Stephen Ridley coming out of college, and have you seen some of those things translate to the pro level so far?
He was a productive back against a good level of competition. He made the most of his opportunities on Sunday, like a lot of players have. So I think the most important thing is week to week, try to improve upon your performance from the previous week and develop a level of consistency, whether it's Ridley, whether it's really any other player on this team. So I think that's really the most important thing, is to learn from last week and move forward and figure out how you can improve and how you can help the team in whatever capacity that may be.
It appears he's a very decisive runner. Is that an accurate assessment?
I think he's got strong qualities. I mean, he's big. It's physical. It's a long way. He's got a lot to learn. He's got a long way to go. But you know, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes this week.
Is that just to follow up the decisiveness aspect? That's more of a natural thing, or is that a learned trait at the pro level?
Really, I think every runner is sort of different. The most important thing for a runner is to get positive yards, be able to break tackles, find the holes, understand how plays are blocked. Our backs between Benny and Danny are really good in that respect. So the most important thing for a back is to get positive yards. And when the ball's in your hands, make something happen with it, whether it's your throwing, whether the quarterback throws it to you or whether he hands it to you. I mean, any running back, that's his job, is to get yards and to make positive plays.
Nick, with the Raiders' style of football, they seem to be big and physical. Do they look different from a lot of the other teams in the league? I mean, they run the ball more than almost anyone. They seem to be definitely physical up front. Do they look different from some of the other teams just as far as how they're configured?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, Buffalo had the biggest team in the league. You know, of 32 teams, they're the biggest team in the league. I mean, the Raiders are a big team. They have big players.
Wow.
They're strong. They're physical. And they also have fast, athletic guys. So they have a good combination of players that fits what they do, and it's been successful for them to this point this season.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Dave.